Doyle Dykes understands that his role is to represent Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, he explains what he's learned.
I've always just tried to represent Christ and play my music. And there are times that I'll play a secular song in a church, or, you know, sometimes they'll want me to. They'll, you know, I've worked with Greg Laurie, and he says, well, I want you to do something, maybe do the U2 medley or something. Because we'd be in an audience with this secular, you know, you're in a park somewhere. And I've done things in Honolulu with him and then go out into big stadiums, you know. And we want to do something to get people's attention.
And Doyle is constantly amazed when he sees God work in people's hearts and lives.
I'll do something maybe fast, do a real fun thing like the Wabash Cannonball, and then I'll come back and do the Lord's Prayer. And boy, I mean, I've seen some of the most amazing just moves of the Lord, and he would just absolutely fill the house, you know, with his presence, even at the Grand Ole Opry. When you honor God, he'll honor you, you know. It's just God showing up and God revealing himself and with his presence. And the world needs to see that. We've enjoyed it a long time in the church, but I've had some of my favorite musicians come up to me, and I can name a lot of them, you know, Al Demiola and Steve Lukather and Eric Johnson, literally come up to me and says, how did you just do that? You just connected with the audience. And I said, man, and I've had them say, I've never felt anything like that in my whole life. And they know what I can do on a guitar. They understand what I do. I mean, these guys are the best in the world. But the thing is, they know that. I said, well, that goes beyond the player. That's the Holy Spirit. And I said, you know, guys, without that, I'd just soon stay home.
With God's help, like Doyle, you too can use your profession to change people's lives.